The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 8, text number 29, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on January 14th, 2010, in Mendoza, Argentina.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto, chapter number 8, text number 29.
Canto tercero, capítulo 8, verso... ¿Canto? Canto primero, capítulo 8, verso 29.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate Te Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Naveda kaschit Bhagavan sakirshitam. Tavehamanasya nidam vidambanam. Nayasya kashchid dayatosti karhichid. Dveshyascha chasmin vishama matirinrinam. Na veda kaschid bhagavanscha kirshitam. Tavehamanasya nidam vidambanam. Nayasya kaschid dayatosti karhichid. Dveshascha tasmin vishama matirinrinam. Translation in Espanol. Oh, Señor, nadie puede entender tus pasatiempos trascendentales que parecen ser humanos y por lo tanto son engañosos. Nada es objeto específico de tu preferencia, ni nada de causa envidia. La gente solo imagina que tú eres parcial. Bande ha. Shri Guru. Shri Jata. Parakamala. Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupa Sagrajata. Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam. So, we are very much blessed by these wonderful prayers of Kunti Devi.
Entonces, estamos muy sorprendidos de estas oraciones de la Reina Kunti.
The point here is she is amazed that Krishna is completely impartial,
que Krishna es completamente imparcial,
but yet he appears to be partial.
Sin embargo, parece ser imparcial. Parcial.
For example, in the Bhagavad Gita,
por ejemplo, en el Bhagavad Gita,
Krishna says, Samohams sarvabuddheshu na me dveshostina priyaha ye bhajanti tumang bhaktya mayi te teshu chapyaham. I envy no one.
Krishna dice en Bhagavad Gita, no envío a nadie.
Nor am I partial to anyone.
Tampoco soy parcial con nadie.
I am equal to all.
Soy igual para con todos.
But whoever renders service to me in devotion,
pero cualquiera que me rinda servicio en devoción,
is a friend. And I am also a friend to him.
Y yo también soy amigo de él.
And he lives in me.
Y él vive en mí.
So Krishna is declaring he has no partiality.
Entonces, Krishna está declarando que no tiene parcialidad.
But yet in the chapter 9, Krishna, another chapter 4, text number 11,
sin embargo, en el capítulo 4, en el verso 9,
Krishna says, ye yata mang prapadyante, inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
En proporción a cuanto se rinden a mí, yo les reciprocó igualmente.
So it appears that Krishna is being partial to those who surrender to him.
Entonces, parece ser que Krishna es parcial con aquellos que se rinden a él.
Because if you surrender to him, he treats you in one way. And if you do not surrender to him, he treats you in a different way. So how can Krishna say that he's equal to everybody? He treats the demons in one way and the devotees in a different way. So is Krishna a liar? Is he a hypocrite? No, no es posible. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's speaking the absolute truth.
Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios. Él está hablando la verdad absoluta.
So, how are we to understand it properly?
Entonces, ¿cómo podemos entender esto apropiadamente?
This we must discuss.
Esto debemos discutir.
The simple understanding is this.
El simple entendimiento es este.
Krishna gives everybody the equal opportunity to be his devotee.
Krishna da la misma oportunidad para todos, para que sean devotos.
Anybody who wants to be a devotee of Krishna, he can be a devotee.
Cualquier persona que quiera ser un devoto de Krishna puede ser un devoto.
Does he forbid some people that, no, you cannot become my devotee?
No es como que vaya alguna persona y le diga, tú no puedes ser mi devoto.
Everybody is given equal chance to be a devotee of Krishna.
Todos están dando la misma.
So therefore, Krishna is equal to everybody.
So,
and therefore, Krishna is equal to everyone.
Entonces, por lo tanto, Krishna sí es igual para con todos.
The fact that he will reward you according to your degree of surrender does not mean that he's being partial.
El hecho de que él te devuelva de acuerdo a cuanto uno se rinda, eso no significa que él sea parcial.
Because anybody who wants to can fully surrender. So you understand this point? Comprende? He rewards according to surrender, but everybody has equal opportunity to surrender. So you will not find any contradictions in the teachings of Krishna. If we sometimes think there is contradiction, it is simply due to our lack of understanding. That's all. This is why we must hear from a bona fide spiritual master. One who has fully realized the truth of the Vedic scriptures. As neophyte devotees, we sometimes think there may be contradictions. We sometimes find things a little confusing. Just like in the Ishapanasad, it says Krishna is very near and he is very far also at the same time. How somebody can be near and far at the same time, you see? It's inconceivable. So, with proper transcendental understanding, though, everything can be clearly understood. In other words, the Vedic teachings are beyond mundane logic. They require transcendental understanding. With purified senses, purified mind, and purified intelligence. Krishna consciousness is transcendental to this material existence. As long as we try to analyze Krishna consciousness based on what we perceive through our senses, we will not be able to fully understand it. Why? Because our senses are imperfect. And because our senses are imperfect, we have a tendency to be illusioned. And because of our tendency to be illusioned, we also have a tendency to make mistakes. And in spite of making so many mistakes, we think, I am big, big PhD. I am very intelligent man. This is called cheating.
Eso es llamado engaño.
So, instead of being befooled by these rascal senses,
entonces, en vez de estar,
we must hear from the Vedic scriptures.
Nosotros debemos escuchar de las escrituras védicas.
We must hear from the sadhus, the devotees.
Nosotros debemos escuchar de los sadhus, de los devotos.
We must hear from Sri Guru.
Debemos escuchar de Sri Guru.
In this way, our senses become purified.
De esta forma, los sentidos se purifican.
And when they become 100% purified, what will be the amazing result?
¿Cuál será el resultado impresionante?
We will see Krishna.
¿Tú verás a Krishna?
Premanjana chodita bhakti valochanena santaksa daivar hidayeshu vilokayanti yangshamushundaramachityaganasvarupam govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. When one's vision is purified by the salve of love of God, Premanjana, then one will see God everywhere. So this is how we have to understand Vedic wisdom. With purified senses. So how do we purify the senses? Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. ¿Comprende?
¿Entiendes?
You have to engage your senses in the service of the Lord of the senses, Rishikesh.
Se tiene que ocupar los sustentivos en el servicio del Señor de los sentidos, Rishikesh.
By this Rishikesha Sevanam, your senses become purified.
Por este Rishikesha Sevanam, nuestros sentidos se purifican.
And then with purified senses, you can understand the Absolute Truth.
Y luego con nuestros sentidos purificados podemos entender la verdad absoluta.
Sometimes the argument is given by non-devotees that you Hare Krishna people, you say the senses are imperfect. So how do you know that Krishna is God? With your imperfect senses, you're concluding that Krishna is God. So they argue that since your senses are imperfect, therefore you cannot know that Krishna is God. So what is the answer? The answer is that by contacting the transcendental personality of Godhead through various means, through the mantra Hare Krishna, through the deity, through the pasharam, so many ways. Our senses become purified. And then with purified senses we can understand that yes, Krishna is God. It's a fact with our imperfect senses what we can know. But by hearing, that's why we have to hear the Hare Krishna mantra from the pure devotee. If we hear from those who are nama aparadhis, it doesn't have the same effect. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. So we should always hear from those who are purely following the predecessor acharyas. If we hear from those who are not following, who are deviating from the predecessor acharyas, such hearing will pollute our consciousness. But by hearing from those who are strictly following the previous acharyas, then we will be blessed with realization of the Absolute Truth. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Entonces ahora puedo preguntar si hay algunas preguntas.
Maharaj, él decía que Krishna es cuando uno le da la misma oportunidad a todo para volverse de vos. O sea que en ese sentido él es parcial.
You said that Krishna gives equally opportunity to everyone to become devotee.
Cuando uno ya está en la plataforma, uno se vuelve devoto. ¿Krishna sigue actuando igual o tiene preferencias por entre los devotos?
So when one becomes a devotee, Krishna does have any different treatment with him?
Yes, of course.
Sí, por supuesto, tiene un trato.
According to the degree of your surrender, Krishna rewards you.
Porque de acuerdo al grado de tu rendición, Krishna te recibe.
If you surrender poquito, you get poquito reward.
Si tú te rendes poquito, él te reciproca poquito.
And if you surrender grande, you get grande reward.
Entonces, si tú te rendes grandemente, él te da.
If you surrender muy grande, you get muy grande reward.
Si tú te rendes muy grande, él te reciproca muy grande.
So, how much reward do you want?
Entonces, ¿cuánta reciprocación tú quieres?
You want poquito reward?
¿Quieres un poquito?
Grande reward or muy grande reward?
¿Quieres grande o muy grande reciprocación?
You choose how much reward you want.
Entonces, tú eliges cuánta reciprocación quieres.
And act accordingly, you see.
Y actúas de acuerdo.
Those who are the most intelligent,
aquellos que son los más inteligentes,
They desire muy grande reward.
Ellos desean muy, muy grande reward.
That I may fully surrender to Krishna.
Estar completamente rendido a Krishna.
Because if I fully surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will fully give himself to me.
Porque si tú te rindes completamente a Krishna, Krishna te va, se va a entregar completamente a ti.
Does that answer your question? Yes.
La rendición que uno puede tener con Krishna está influida por el karma, o uno puede elegir cambiar eso.
¿Impedida? ¿Impedida por el karma?
Por más que uno quiera rendirse, pero uno tiene cierto karma que a veces tiene que como trascender ciertas cosas.
Is our surrendering to Krishna impelled in some way because of our karma?
No.
No.
It is not according to karma that you surrender to Krishna.
No va de acuerdo al karma que tú te rindes a Krishna.
If you remain in karma chakra, you will never surrender to Krishna.
Si tú te permaneces en el karma, nunca te vas a rendir a Krishna.
Not in a million births will you surrender to Krishna.
Ni siquiera en un millón de nacimientos te vas a rendir a Krishna.
The only way to surrender to Krishna is to come out of karma chakra. So how you will come out of karma chakra? That is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Brahmanda Brahmite Konna Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prishadei Pai Bhaktirta Bij. For that living entity who's been wandering throughout the entire universe, for countless millions of lifetimes, if that living entity is fortunate to come in contact with Guru and Krishna, that then he or she receives the seed of love of God planted within the heart. So if they will then take that seed and they will nourish that seed by regular hearing and chanting, and they will guard that seed by carefully giving up all sinful activities. Then that seed will become big creeper and it will penetrate the coverings of the universe.
Y luego esa pequeña semilla se va a volver en una gran enredadera que va a atravesar las coberturas materiales.
So if one is fortunate to come in contact with Krishna consciousness by meeting a bona fide spiritual master,
entonces si alguien es suficientemente afortunado de conocer conciencia de Krishna,
the transcendental words emanating from his mouth,
las palabras transcendentales que emanan de su boca,
they contain the seed of
bhakti. Ellas contienen la semilla del
bhakti. So if one will take that bhakti seed and allow it to take root in one's heart,
entonces nosotros, cuando tenemos nuestra semilla y la plantamos firmemente en nuestro corazón,
then one will become delivered.
Entonces uno se volverá liberado.
So one has to be fortunate to come in contact with a bona fide guru. And one has to be fortunate to realize what opportunity I have gotten. So if one then takes advantage of that opportunity by regularly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and avoids illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, then they can escape karma chakra. Otherwise they remain prisoner in karma chakra. Does that answer your question? Yes.
Rupa Goswami en el Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu habla de que Krishna está cerca y también está muy lejos a la vez.
You just quoted in this Shishupanishad Krishna.
No.
That in the nectar of devotion Krishna is very close and is very far.
Y ayer también le comentó a mi Guru Maharaj que el amor puro también está muy cerca y muy lejos a la vez.
And you also commented yesterday to Maharaj Bhaktivinoda Swami that the pure love of God is very close, but in the same time,
Galok, spiritual world, yeah. Right.
Si él podría explicar un poquito esa aparente contradicción.
So if you can explain a little bit that apparent contradiction.
Yes. So, actually the spiritual world is, wherever Krishna is, that is the spiritual world. Wherever Krishna is present, that place is the spiritual world. So Krishna is very close, the Paramatma and the Atma, they are very close, sitting in the heart, side by side.
Krishna está muy cerca, está en
But because we are so covered by the modes of material nature, even though Krishna is so close, he's like millions of miles away, you see. My godbrother, Sureshwara Prabhu, explained this something similar when he was one time walking with Prabhupada on the beach. He was walking right behind Prabhupada. He would step in the same steps of Prabhupada. He would he was literally following in Prabhupada's footsteps, walking right behind him. And he was looking. Prabhupada's head was just that far away from him. You see. You could see Prabhupada's head right there, just a few feet away, you see. So he was amazed. He said, actually, here I am so close to Srila Prabhupada. But because I'm so much in Maya, I'm like millions of miles away from Prabhupada, you see. So, due to our material consciousness, even though God is very near, He is millions of miles away from us. But if we can purify our consciousness by seriously following these wonderful teachings of Srila Prabhupada, then all that distance will be removed and we'll be very close to Krishna. Prabhupada explains the pure devotee does not need to visit Vrindavan. Because he's always living in Vrindavan. And he goes to Vrindavan to purify Vrindavan. From all the sins deposited there by the Kanishtas and the Karmis that go there. So when one becomes pure devotee, then he's constantly with Krishna at every minute, very, very close. Does that help? Does that help to answer your question? Yeah. Any other question? Yeah.
You spoke yesterday morning about the 10 offenses of the chanting.
Yes.
And how our chanting becomes polluted because or not very clear because of those offenses.
Yes.
Yes. So how can we realize what offense we are getting in, so we can overcome?
You need to associate with devotees who are advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Tú necesitas asociarte con devotos que son avanzados en conciencia de Krishna.
And take very seriously the directions and corrections they give you.
Y tomar muy seriamente las direcciones y correcciones que te dan.
It's very important too that we actually are corrected by senior devotees.
Es muy importante en realidad que nosotros seamos corregidos por devotos mayores.
Because we have so many faults.
Porque nosotros tenemos tantas faltas.
So we should not be proud thinking, oh, I am very advanced devotee.
Entonces nosotros no debemos estar orgullosos, oh, soy un gran devoto.
We should always feel, I am a neophyte devotee who needs to be corrected.
Nosotros siempre debemos pensar, oh, soy un devoto neófito que necesita ser corregido.
Even Srila Prabhupada prayed that I am so much full of faults.
Incluso Srila Prabhupada ora a veces dice, oh, yo estoy tan lleno de faltas.
So we should always be eager to be corrected by the senior devotees. If they can point out to us what are our discrepancies in our practice of Krishna consciousness. This is how we will make progress. We approach the senior devotees and we say, can you kindly tell me what I'm doing wrong? What is the defect in my Krishna consciousness? This is the secret of success. Take guidance and corrections from those who are more advanced than you.
This is the secret of success. Take ventaja de las instrucciones que de los más avanzados te dan.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Everyone satisfied now?
¿Todos están satisfechos ahora?
Yes.
Happy in Krishna consciousness? Felices. No problemas?
No.
By the moment.
He's reading Prema Vivarta from Jagananda Pandit.
What's it called?
Prema Vananda.
No. Prema Vivarta.
Prema Vivarta.
Prema Vivarta. Okay.
The Jagananda Pandit.
Yeah, let me ask you first, have you read all of Prabhupada's books cover to cover? Yes? Okay. All right.
Chaitanya Charitamrita is not available in Spanish.
Chaitanya Charitamrita is not available?
I think it's a...
All right, but whatever... You've read whatever is available then. Okay. All right, so what have you read in Prema Vivarta?
There are some statements there in the book that in the beginning devotional service is
in the beginning,
yeah, is attributive and attributive and inducive.
In the beginning, there was no activities.
No, it's the devotional service is inducive.
Devotional service.
Inducive.
Inducing.
Inducing.
And, yeah.
Attributive.
I don't know what he means, but that two words.
Yeah, I don't understand. Maybe you can help me understand what he's saying.
I never heard it before. Y después dice que después uno pasa, es en la etapa, después uno pasa a la parte espontánea.
En la primera parte es inclusivo y es atributivo.
He means that in the beginning devotional service is like forced.
Yes, that's right.
And then become spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Yes, that's right. Es verdad.
Es verdad.
¿Qué quiere decir inclusivo y atributivo? Atributivo, ¿qué es? ¿Él sabe algo de eso?
So he wants to know what does mean for inducive. That is, because those words he used, like inducing, it means like force, like that.
Inducing. What does it mean to be forced?
Yeah, like that, inducive.
Just like a child, does he want to go to school? A little child who's never gone to school, does he want to go to school? No. By force, he is sent to school by the parents. And they try to teach him A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. He doesn't want to learn alphabet.
El alfabeto a los niños y ellos no quieren aprender.
But he's forced to learn alphabet.
Pero es forzado a aprender el alfabeto.
He doesn't want to read, but he's forced to read.
Él no quiere leer, pero es forzado a leer.
But then after a while, what happens?
Pero después de un tiempo, ¿qué pasa?
He begins to enjoy reading.
Él empieza a disfrutar leer.
And on his own, he's reading books and enjoying those books, you see. In the beginning, he has no desire to read. By force, he's made to read, but then gradually he develops taste. So sometimes, in the beginning of devotional service, we don't want, there's things we don't want to do. We don't want to rise early before the sunrise and attend the Mangalarti.
Entonces, algunas veces en el principio de nuestro servicio devocional nosotros no.
We would rather sleep.
No queremos levantar temprano.
But Guru orders, no, you must rise early before the sunrise and attend the Mangalarti.
Pero el Guru está ahí y te dice, no, tú tienes que levantarte temprano, tienes que atender Mangalarti.
And then after we get taste for Mangalarti, we think, I will never miss Mangalarti. It is so sweet.
Entonces tú puedes llegar al punto de nunca perderte Mangalarti porque lo.
How do you say dulce?
Dulce.
It's muy muy dulce. Mangalarti. You see, in the beginning it's bitter.
Entonces, en el comienzo es amargo.
But then by going again and again and it becomes very sweet.
Pero por ir una y otra vez se vuelve muy dulce.
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde tu pregunta?
La primera parte.
The first part.
Hmm?
The first part.
The second, and what's the second part?
¿Cuál es la segunda? It says in the book that this, the devotional service in the beginning is like attributive.
Like what?
Yeah, attribute. You know the word attribute?
Attribute.
Yeah, it's something like that. It says in the book. So he wants to understand that word. What does he mean by saying that the devotional service is like attributing or something like that?
I don't think we're getting... I think we're... Something is missing in the translation.
He wants to understand the word
attribute.
Attribute means characteristic.
Atributo significa característica.
Quality.
Cualidad.
The nature of something, like.
La naturaleza de algo.
What is the attribute of? The attribute of sugar, it is very sweet. The attribute of chili, very hot.
El atributo del ají es que muy picante.
Everything has its attributes.
Entonces, todo tiene sus atributos.
Mango, oh, its attribute, very, very delicious.
El mango, por ejemplo, es muy, muy delicioso.
Everything has its quality, its attribute.
Entonces, todo tiene su cualidad o un atributo.
So the quality, the attribute of bhakti, it is very sweet.
Entonces, el atributo del bhakti es que es muy dulce.
But sometimes for neophyte it tastes very bitter.
Pero algunas veces, para los dedos neófitos resulta muy amargo.
Just like someone who is suffering from jaundice.
tal como alguien que está sufriendo de
sugar candy tastes very bitter.
Para ellos el azúcar de caña aparece muy amargo.
But if they take that sugar candy on the order of the physician,
pero si toman ese azúcar de caña bajo la prescripción
médica, then that attribute, apparent, the attribute of bitterness turns into the attribute of sweetness.
Luego, el atributo de dulzura, de amargo, se vuelve dulce.
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde tu pregunta?
Okay. Any other question? Yes.
So he's saying that he used to come to Mangalarati, and he was able to realize, you know, some taste in that, but now he's among relatives, and so he wants to give them that taste so they can try to taste it. But he's asking in what degree should be force them to come.
You have to attract them to come.
Tú los tienes que atraer para que vengan.
By telling them how wonderful it is, you have to sell them on the idea of coming to Mangalarti.
Entonces, para, ¿cómo fue?
It's like a salesman.
Ah, tú que para que vengan, para que atraer, tú tienes como casi que, como
you can't really force them to come to Mangalarti. Unless it's your young child, then you can force them to come. If you have a baby child, you can force him to come. But anyone who's grown up, you cannot force. It's like if I want to sell you a car, you see. I cannot force you to buy the car. That's called robbery. If I take your money, I can't force you to buy the car. But I have to convince you to buy that car by telling you how nice is the car. You see? How happy you will be if you buy the car. So you have to be a very expert salesman. Tell them how by going to Mangalarti and chanting Hare Krishna, their minds will become peaceful. They'll become very happy. All blessings will come. It's actually one who attends Mangalarti, they will achieve the direct service of Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan upon leaving their material body. So you ask them, when you leave your body, would you like to wake up with God? If they say yes, then you say, you come to Mangalarti. In that way you'll be blessed, and when you die you'll wake up with, in the association of God. Any other question? Yes.
The fourth offense of the chanting of the holy name is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or any scripture which is according to the Vedic version.
Si se refiere a la literatura de acuerdo a la versión médica con respecto a la Biblia, al Corán o otras escrituras.
Referred about literature according with the Vedic version? Is it like the Bible or Quran?
No. Prabhupada called them Mlecha Shastra.
Prabhupada las llamaba Mlecha Shastras.
There is some truth in Bible and Quran.
Hay alguna verdad en la Biblia y el Corán.
But there's so much garbage also.
Pero hay mucha basura también.
It is not like the Vedic scriptures.
No es como las literaturas védicas.
We accept whatever is stated in the Bible and the Quran that is according to the Vedas, we accept that is true.
Cualquier cosa que esté en la Biblia o el Corán y esté de acuerdo con la versión védica.
But whatever contradicts the Vedas, that is rejected. That is nonsense.
Pero cualquier cosa que contradicta los Vedas, entonces nosotros lo rechazamos como una tontería. Como una tontería.
Then answer your question.
¿Responde tu pregunta?
Anything else? Anybody else?
His question was that in a Namaparadha, what happens is to the blaspheme the literatures. So the, what does it really mean?
Sí, la madre dijo, claro, que la pregunta es que él pregunta acerca de la cuarta ofensa de blasfemar en contra de la literatura védica. Entonces, ¿qué significa eso en realidad?
La literatura que concuerda
con la versión B.
Exacto, eso es lo que le pregunta la
madre. Bhaktivedanta Thakur explains that whatever there's actually only one religion and that is Vaishnava Dharma.
Entonces Bhaktivedanta Thakur en realidad explica que solo hay una religión.
So whatever is expressed within the Bible and the Quran, which is in accordance with the Vaishnava Dharma, that is accepted.
Entonces cualquier cosa que sea en concordancia con la literatura védica que esté en la Biblia,
and that if it's against Vaishnava Dharma, that is rejected.
Pero si eso está en contra del Vaishnava Dharma, entonces es rechazado.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had big debate with Chankasi.
Sorry, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He had big debate with Chankasi.
Ah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rechazó a Kasi.
He challenged him on the Quran teaching.
Él desafió las enseñanzas del Corán.
He said, "What kind of religion is that when you kill your own mother?"
¿Qué clase de religión es esa en donde tú matas a tu propia madre?
Actually, in the Quran, there are two different pathways. Just like in Vedas, we have Nivritti Marg and Pravritti Marg.
En realidad, en el Corán hay dos senderos, tal como en los Vedas nosotros tenemos Nivritti Marg.
There's a similar thing in the Quran. Those who are the path of enjoyment and the path of renunciation, they're both given in the Quran. According to the path of giving of renunciation, even in Quran, this animal killing is forbidden.
But because they're
all interested in enjoyment, they cannot see the other pathway within the Islamic tradition.
Pero aquellos que están en el sendero del disfrute del Corán no quieren ver los otros senderos que aparecen del Corán.
It's like in the Bible, it directly says, "Thou shalt not kill."
Tal como en la Biblia está expresamente se instruye que no debemos matar.
But they are so blinded for that lust for blood.
Pero ellos están tan ciegos con su fe ciega.
That they concoct all that only applies to human beings. Thou shalt not, they say that thou shalt not kill in the Bible only refers to human beings.
Ellos dicen de que solo se refiere a los seres humanos, esto de no matar.
But the Bible doesn't say that.
Pero la Biblia no dice eso.
The Bible says thou shalt not kill, period.
La Biblia dice tú no debes matar expresamente.
So the Muslims and the Christians, they do not understand their scriptures actually.
Pero los musulmanes y los cristianos entonces no están entendiendo sus escrituras.
Those who follow the Vedas, they can understand what is the truth in all the scriptures. They are better scholars of the Bible and the Quran than those, than the so-called Muslims and Christians.
Entonces son mucho mejores escolásticos que los musulmanes o que los entendedores de la Biblia.
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde tu pregunta?
Yes.
Yo quiero saber cómo uno, digamos, uno se da cuenta de muchas cosas, lo que concuerda y lo que no concuerda, a través de los significados de Prabhupada, ¿no es cierto? Prabhupada nos está guiando. Ahora, ¿qué pasa? O sea, un caso práctico.
We can know what is in according to Vedic literature and what is not, because we know from Prabhupada books.
Bueno, muchas veces hay devotos que, por ejemplo, viajan a Vrindavan, ¿no es cierto? Viajan a Vrindavan.
So many times there are devotees who are traveling to Vrindavan.
Y resulta que se ponen a leer muchos libros.
So they start to read so many books.
Y a veces vuelven.
Actually, Prabhupada told us, sometimes Prabhupada said, only read my books and nothing else.
Algunas veces Prabhupada dijo, solo lee mis libros y nada más.
Bueno, pero un caso puntual. Se pone, le voy a contar el caso puntual porque yo le estoy haciendo esa pregunta. Un devoto había regresado de Vrindavan, parecía muy erudito, entre comillas, ¿no?
So, one devotee was coming back from Vrindavan, he seems very
todo el mundo scholastic. Lo respetaba por
very what?
Wise,
okay.
Lo invitan a dar una clase de domingo en Buenos Aires, lleno de devotos.
And he came to give the Sunday class in Buenos Aires.
Pero resulta que cuando se pone a hablar, ¿entiendes, madre?
No.
Se pone a hablar.
Yo le traduzco, ¿sí?
Sí. Resulta que se pone a hablar cosas recontaminadas, mayavádicas.
And it seems that he started speaking about contaminated concepts, like a little Mayavadi concept.
Los devotos se dan cuenta enseguida porque leyeron los libros de Prabhupada.
So the devotees immediately realize it because they are reading Prabhupada books.
Hablando algo que no es. Dijo,
so they yanked him off the Vyasa son.
Inclusive, en el Vyasa
son. Get off the Vyasa.
Llegó a decir que el Bhagavad Gita era maya, inclusive.
No, ignorancia.
He even came to the point to say that Bhagavad Gita is ignorance.
Entonces, yo le quiero preguntar, ahí los devotos no sabían qué hacer, si sacarlos, si...
Sometimes that happens in our movement.
O sea, alguna vez pasa en nuestro movimiento...
What can do the devotees? What can do the devotees in that?
What to do?
Yes.
The similar thing happened in the early days of ISKCON. Prabhupada gave sannyas to one of his disciples. And then he started preaching against Prabhupada's teachings. So Prabhupada was very kind. He said, don't let him preach. He can, his only service is washing dishes. Prabhupada could have said, kick him out of the temple, but Prabhupada was very kind. He said, he can stay in the temple, but don't let him preach. His only service is washing the dishes.
Prabhupada pudo haberlo sacado de una vez del templo, pero él fue muy amable y dijo que se mantuviera lavando.
So, the temple president has to be very strong.
Entonces, el presidente del templo tiene que ser muy fuerte.
Anybody who is preaching Bhagavad's philosophy, their only service is washing the dishes and cleaning the toilet.
Entonces, cualquier persona que esté predicando una filosofía contradictoria, su único servicio es lavar los platos y limpiar el baño.
They should not be allowed to preach.
Él no debería ser permitido de predicar.
Only those who can preach according to Prabhupada's teachings, they are allowed to preach. No one else can preach.
Solo los que estén predicando estrictamente lo de Prabhupada pueden predicar.
Pero en ese momento exclusivo.
So what to do in that specific moment when he's giving the class?
Turn off the microphone.
Apagar el micrófono.
Start a kirtan.
Empezar un kirtan.
Yeah, I mean, if someone is preaching bogus philosophy, they're sitting in the Vyasa sun, you should get the temple president. Tell my president, you come up and say, Prabhu, you get off and stop giving the class right now. Just stop. Stop what you're doing. Just get off the vyasasa. You have to let the temple authority, whoever is in charge of the temple, they have to do them. No bogus philosophy should be allowed in this movement, you see. No bogus philosophy. Only those who are preaching according to Prabhupada's books, they are allowed to preach. No one else.
Solo predicar de acuerdo a las enseñanzas de Prabhupada en los libros.
Anything else?
¿Alguna otra
cosa? Yes.
Cuando uno es un devoto neófito, ¿qué es más importante para uno? Estar cerca del que uno siente que es su maestro espiritual, cerca de su templo, cerca de que uno siente que es el acharya, o en un principio hacer el curso de Bhakti Shastri, más allá de que no esté cerca de que uno siente que es el guru, el maestro.
Y hacer el curso en cualquier parte, no necesariamente cerca del guru.
No necesaria hacerlo por más que es lejos.
He's asking, when one is a neophyte devotee, what is better to do? To come close to the guru that he feels he's his guru, or to do his bhakti shastri in other place, not necessarily close to the guru.
You have to do whatever is most favorable for your Krishna consciousness. Actually, you should do everything. You should associate with senior devotees. You should become bhakti shastri. Do all of it. It's all very good. Do both of them. Associate with the senior devotee and also become bhakti shastri. Why one or the other? Do both things.
But maybe the course, Bhakti Shastri course, is no close to his guru.
Well, who's your local? Who is your local authority?
¿Quién es tu autoridad local?
En este momento pasa que vivo en Buenos Aires.
Because he lives in Buenos Aires, in capital, but he has.
Who is your local authority then?
Entonces, ¿quién es tu autoridad ya? But he doesn't live there anymore.
I see. Where do you live now?
¿Dónde estás viviendo ahora? ¿Dónde vas a quedarte?
Y ahora estoy acá, voy para Chile. Estaba para Buenos Aires. No creo que vuelva.
Actually, he's traveling right now.
Traveling.
So he has not like fixed authority.
You're an ISKCON gypsy. So where is your guru? Which guru are you attracted to?
Entonces, ¿a qué guru tú estás atraído? Bhakti Bhushan Swami Maharaj.
Yeah. Now you can ask him what to do.
Tú le puedes preguntar qué hacer.
It's simple, then you just ask him what to do.
Es simple, entonces lo pregúntale qué hacer.
Did you ask him while he was here?
¿Tú le preguntaste cuando estuvo acá?
Directamente así, no.
That's an opportunity lost. Now he is gone.
Perdiste la oportunidad, ahora se ha ido.
You should have asked him while he was here.
¿Debiste haberle preguntado cuando él estaba acá?
That was your foolishness.
Esa es tu tontería.
He's actually here. You could have asked him, but you didn't ask him.
Porque él está en realidad acá y tú te fuiste a preguntar y no le preguntaste.
That is your foolishness.
Esa es tu tontería.
So next time you have opportunity, you should directly ask him on these things.
Entonces la próxima vez, tú tienes que preguntarle directamente.
And then you can follow his instructions.
Y tú puedes después seguir.
Whatever he tells you.
Cualquier cosa que te diga.
Actually, I'm sure he'd be happy for you to become Bhakti Shastri qualified. But since you're not under any ISKCON authority right now, you can just take him as your authority and have him guide you on what to do. Any other question? Everybody satisfied now? All questions are answered. No obstacles on the path of bhakti now. Everything cleared out.
All
right then. Srila Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsan Prabhu ki jai.